Welcome back. Final go-round weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition, the best nutrition stores in the Valley. Check them out. Three locations and a new one opening November the 1st at the Fashion Show Mall. All your discount nutrition supplements, whatever you need. You want to get healthy, you want to stay healthy, you want to be healthy, this is the place to go. And everybody there is also an expert, so no matter who you ask what you need, they will be more than happy to help you out. The stuff is flying off the shelves, but don't worry. It's like a warehouse. There's plenty more in the back. They'll just bring out some new fresh supplies for you as well. Vegas Discount Nutrition.
And almost always open 9 to 9, 7 days a week. I have never been to a nutrition store that's open that late on a Sunday.
That's so. As long as Ashton Eaton was on the track the other day. The first round of the decathlon, they had to be there at 10 in the morning for the first event. They wrapped up the last one the first day at 10 p.m.
That Ooh. Last race of his, when you saw him sprinting towards the end, how much pain he was in.
Well, remember, he was injured before the Olympic trials at the beginning. But we spent enough time on the Olympics, and we have a big event coming on tonight.
I know. You.
I don't want to steal all the time.
You took all the time in the Olympics because you didn't want us to talk about SummerSlam tomorrow.
We don't have time. We got real fights to talk about.
Oh, that's right. NXT is on tonight, too.
Yeah. We have real fights to talk about tonight.
The real fights. That's right. That's UFC 202.
The two gangs that are like little kids in a rock fight going at it at the press conference the other day.
How silly was that?
The Stockton boys against the McGregor crew.
Which, by the way, leading up to this event, which if there are tickets still available, but tickets have dropped considerably.
Slashing prices.
And I mean, they are slicing and dicing
like
those prices. Like
41% off, I believe they
last
are.
Last I saw, last Friday night, they were at $150. Now, 3 days before that, they were $350. Then they dropped to $250, now $150. Hey, we could probably go online right now. They're probably a little cheaper.
Wouldn't surprise me. If you go to some of the local station casinos, wouldn't surprise me if Dana was walking around passing out handfuls. He's done it in the past.
Well, I don't know about stations anymore because as of Wednesday, no more Lorenzo Fertitta. That was
Zuffa
his last day. No more Zuffa.
But they have done everything at Red Rock this week leading up to the stuff.
Well, they have done a lot, but that's because the event is at the T-Mobile Arena. Now, they did have the weigh-ins, the fake weigh-ins, last night over at the MGM, which, by the way, there was a line out the door, and the Irish fans showed up in droves last night. They were all over the place. I don't know.
Okay, so explain the fake weigh-ins, for those that don't know. I mean,
fake weigh-ins. Weigh-ins actually take place at 8:15 in the morning.
It's a new rule now that they did.
And what is also actually pretty horrible, fighters only get one chance now to make weight.
Oh, really?
Lorenz Larkin, who is on the Fight Pass card against Neil Magny, which is a very good fight. Which,
yes, folks.
For anybody complaining, we've talked about this in the past. That's what the UFC does. They're going to put a fight you are interested in seeing on their streaming network.
This is a pay-per-view quality fight, folks.
It's to make sure you order their streaming network. If you want to see Neil Magny versus Lorenz Larkin, you have to watch it on Fight Pass. There's no other option. You have to pay the $9.99 a month. Is it worth it? I think it is because not only do you get the UFC undercard shows, you get Shooto, you get Invicta, you get every other thing under the sun, and you've got the biggest Fight Pass library around. I mean, it's unbelievable. But Lorenz Larkin had to come in at about 5 minutes before the weigh-in option was done. He kept on pushing it and pushing it and pushing it because he couldn't make weight. He finally did, but if weigh-in started at 8, he walked in at 8:55. Okay, I can go on the scale now. Horrible the way they do it, but I can understand for the fighters that are going that whole long process that actually make weight by the morning of the fight, and then they have to wait until 4 o'clock in the afternoon to rehydrate. This is better. It's a lot safer for the fighters, but you also only have that one chance.
Yes.
But the fake weigh-ins still caused a melee. Obviously, unless you're living under a rock, you have no idea, or you know about the fact that the press conference turned into
food fight?
Just ridiculous is the only word for it. It was
infantile.
Infantile it would probably be better than ridiculous. Yes, it was an infantile display by both parties. The Diaz camp, they were throwing water bottles. Connor got furious. He started throwing monster energy cans. Apparently, he hit some little girl in the head. Things are not good for the two of these guys coming down the road.
And it has been said that both sides, both camps, will be fined down the road.
And suspended.
And suspended. And don't be surprised if there's a lawsuit. Exactly, Armando. But let's not take away from the fact that this is going to be a fun fight. I mean, whatever happened at the weigh-ins yesterday, whatever happened at the press conference on Wednesday, at the open workouts where Connor did his little mic drop, F you Diaz and F you all Diaz fans, dropping the mic out. These guys know how to promote a fight.
They do.
But when they get in there, they do not like each other.
Oh, no.
And this is going
Nobody in
fun.
Either camp likes anybody in the other camp.
And you know what stinks? Nick Diaz not allowed to corner his brother. And do you know why? Have you heard why?
Yes, yeah. Hey, he hasn't paid his fine. I mean,
not
what do you want?
Paying his fine.
That's part of his suspension.
And actually, Heidi Feng was telling me that the other day she spoke to one of the commissioners, and he said all Nick has to do is set up a payment plan.
Yes.
He doesn't have to pay the lump sum in one session. He can set up a payment plan and be done with this in 3 years and corner his brother, no problem. But I think in Nick's head, Nick's is like, yo, all these guys popping positive for steroids, and you got me in, as he refers to, dork court for weed. You guys got me in here on dork court for weed, and you guys are all doing steroids.
Which I believe he has a medical card for, but it's only good in California.
Correct. Which, well, by the way, in a couple of years, that's going to be good everywhere.
Right.
Let's be honest, the whole...
Oh, it's definitely trending that way.
Oh, marijuana is not the drug that they say it is, and Diaz uses it for medicinal reasons. He also uses it for personal and pleasurable reasons, too, but that has nothing to do with it. He's got a medical card. Doesn't matter, though. It's against the rules. You can't fight high. Nick likes to do that. Nate likes to do that. But Nate at least doesn't test positive.
Yeah, exactly. If you play for the Denver Broncos, just because it's legal in Colorado doesn't mean you can do it because the NFL, it's not legal.
Yeah, and I remember a story a couple of years ago. Pat Barry was living, or it was like 2 years ago, living in Colorado. It was right when the ban was lifted and that it was legal for them to smoke weed in Colorado. And he was scared because of all the places that he goes. It's like people were just lighting up right in front of me. And I'm in a restaurant. I'm sitting here. People are lighting up. I'm thinking, I'm going to fail a drug test.
Going to get a contact high.
Yeah. Luckily, he didn't, but let's just move on from the weed. Let's talk about this fight. Let's talk about this fight. Connor and Nate, a lot of people are saying it's going to go the same way. A lot of people see Nate Diaz that
he's got a full camp in his...
The mystical lore is gone from Connor. Diaz is completely trained in... And Diaz on a full camp, I don't think means anything because the guy is a triathlete. He's always prepared to go that distance. But a lot of people forget that Conor McGregor was beating the crap out of Nate Diaz for about a round and a half and lost about 4 seconds of that fight. Conor stepping up in weight. Conor, and he wasn't supposed to be fighting at 170. He was set to be fighting at 155. What was it, like 12 days beforehand that the fight was changed?
10 days, somewhere there.
It wasn't like he was fully prepared to fight a 170-pound fighter. I see this fight going differently. I think Connor may pull this off. And I'm not... I think he's going to be able to go the distance without gassing. I think he's going to be fully ready for a 5-round fight with a guy that he can't knock out. See, if you look at all of Connor's last fights, or his earlier fights against the 145ers, he had that power where he was going to knock a guy out with... Hell, he knocked out Jose Aldo in one punch, 13 seconds. He's got devastating power. Marcus Brimage, every one of those guys, he's schooled. Then he's going in there and he's swinging for the fences with Diaz and nothing's being effective as far as, I mean, he's hurting him. He's cutting him up. He's got blood everywhere, but he's not landing that knockout punch.
No,
I think he knows he can't do that and he's gonna stretch it out a little bit, conserve that energy, and he knows not to go to the ground. Okay. I think he knows that this time.
Okay. But in 5 rounds, can he stop it from going to the ground?
Yeah, I think he could. Diaz has great...
Does he have defensive capabilities?
Yes, he does. Chad Mendez. Listen, Chad took him down a few times. He got him.
And Chad worked him on the ground.
And then he was able to withstand it. I think Nate and Chad are two different types of fighters, though. Mm-hmm. Nate Diaz has got horrible wrestling. He's got great jiu-jitsu, but his takedown ability isn't all there. Okay. I think Connor could keep that. The only reason the fight went to the ground is because Connor took it there, not Nate.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Nate's happy to fight wherever. He's, well, see, you want to stand? Let's stand and bang. I'll have
fun. That's why, I mean, when you say that you think he's going to ease back a little bit, conserve a little energy, I think Nate can pick him apart if that happens. If
he's got to control the distance, which is going to be tough.
Yeah, dude.
If you're looking at this as a full camp, both guys have had all of the time in the world to train for this. If Conor McGregor doesn't walk out there, and as soon as that bell rings, start throwing massive leg kicks, just like Cowboy Cerrone did to beat Nate Diaz, and that's the way you control the distance, leg kicks. And I think he's going to do it. Will he? I don't know. But I think he's going to do it. I think this fight ends differently. I got Conor winning this one.
Nice. Okay.
I still like Diaz again with a full camp. I you put two fighters in there that are both good fighters. I'll take a better big man over a better little man 90% of the time.
The one thing that does make me kind of apprehensive to pick McGregor is the emotion that he showed this week.
Right, because he's out of character.
And he's always been calm, cool, collective. Yeah, he talks trash, but it's always... He just bites that off of pro wrestling. He's superstar Billy Graham, Hulk Hogan, all those guys thrown in one.
But see, that's the other thing that bothers me if I'm in the McGregor camp on this. Not only is he acting out of character, and he's obviously frustrated by some of the stuff going on here, he's still talking about Floyd Mayweather. Then he's calling out Brock Lesnar and John Cena and all these wrestlers and that kind of stuff. Concentrate on the fight you have. This guy beat you before. He's still a bigger guy. Is Diaz the best 170-pounder out there? No. But he's a quality 170-pounder. You're going up two weight classes, maybe one now, because I don't know if we ever see Conor at 145 again.
I don't think we do.
But it's still a bigger guy. Nate's unorthodoxed. He, like you said, his cardio goes forever. I don't see how it changes with him having a full camp. I know McGregor said he took him lightly the first time. I don't really even know how that's possible.
Except
for his ego, and he believed his own press clippings.
And listen,
of course,
why wouldn't he? This was a guy who came into the UFC and got blackout treatment on his entrance in his second fight. This is a guy who said he was going to do what he did to Jose Aldo. He did it. He said he was going to go in there. I remember he said, I'll beat Marcus Brimage in the first round. He did it. The only time Conor McGregor has not made his prediction right, there was two. Max Holloway was a fight that he said he would win in the second round. It went to a decision. He still won. Diaz, obviously, yes, I do believe he took Diaz lightly. I think he thought he was all that, but he's always been able to back it up. But he is completely out of character right now.
He is.
He is clearly showing emotion, and he's always been, emotion is a fear. Emotions of fear. That's what you're showing right now. And he's being very emotional.
Also, guys, before we got to get out of here, Rumble Johnson and Glover Teixeira is going to be a war.
To knock out artists.
I mean, I want to know who's going to knock out who first. This I'm looking so forward to. But all the antics and all the craziness that's been going on, they have gotten no love this week whatsoever.
But Cowboy Cerrone's fighting.
Cowboy Cerrone's writing Rick Story. Are you kidding me? They did, but okay. That's normal. I mean, I could see Cerrone always getting looked over, but Rumble Johnson and Glover Teixeira, I'm like, come on, people. Let's give them a little love because they're sitting there ready to go because Rumble, he wants to get back to that title.
Make sure you give UFC 202 a little love, like Armando says. The whole card, you got to give that NXT crew some love, too.
No, you
and
don't have
Frank,
to give that.
You got to give SummerSlam some love.
Yes,
do it.
You do. Don't forget
tomorrow
Cody
night.
No Love, too, yes. By the way.
The WWE, better fighting through chemistry these days, like Pride used to be in the MMA world. That's going to wrap it up here. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. For Phil Devine, for Armando Vasquez, for Big T Terrence, get better there, buddy, and, enjoy your party tonight that I'm not invited to. It is the Weekend Kickoff brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. 3 locations, all your supplements and nutritional needs with the new store opening up November the 1st at Fashion Show Mall. Have a great weekend. We're out. See you. Bye. I'm going to go watch some Olympics.